Erie Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And today I'll be talking with Tricia Andrews from the Headwaters School of Music and Arts in downtown Bemidji about a special story slam event that is coming up tomorrow evening at the Keg and Cork, right in downtown Bemidji. It'll be led by a woman by the name of Laura Packer. And we spoke with Laura last spring. And let's take a listen to what she has to say about what she does.
I've been a professional storyteller for over 20 years. And what that means is that I am a performing artist. I perform stories mostly for older children and adults because those are the people whom I think I'm best at telling stories for. I tell in schools, colleges, community centers, art centers, assisted living facilities. I've spoken at conferences, I tell stories around the campfire, I do all different kinds of things, but what I do is I actually tell. I'm not reading from a book. A lot of people think storytelling is reading aloud from a book, and that's when that happens in libraries and places like that, that's terrific, but that's not what I do. I am a teacher of storytelling, so I help people find stories that are meaningful to them and think about how they can perform that in public settings. So we talk about craft and how you move your body and the way you use your voice, and I help people learn the stories they want to tell. I work with people individually who may be working on public speaking projects or various storytelling projects, and I work with organizations to help them think about the stories that they tell, so that I work with marketing departments and human resources a lot to help organizations think about how they can communicate more effectively, because ultimately that's what storytelling is. It's effective communication. Only for me, the artistic element is of particular interest, not just the how do I write a clear sentence part. Our brains are hardwired to pay attention to story before just about anything else. If you've ever listened to an audiobook while you're in your car, you may notice that all of a sudden you find yourself 50 miles further down the road and you didn't really notice getting there. It's because our brains prioritize listening to narrative and learning from narrative. If you think about it, we've been telling stories for millennia, far longer than we've had cell phones or computers or even books. So our brains really know how to absorb information that way, and it's really effective and really powerful.
That was Laura Packer. She is going to be in Bemidji tomorrow conducting a storytelling workshop, and then she'll be attending the Story Slam at Keg and Cork in downtown Bemidji. And here to tell us more about it is Headwaters School of Music and Arts Executive Director Tricia Andrews. You're kind of the organizing force behind this event. Good morning, Tricia.
Good morning, Katie.
So tomorrow afternoon, there's a storytelling workshop, and it's going to be followed by the Story Slam event that'll be open to the public. The theme for the workshop is Speak, and this was a Me Too thing. Does it kind of work together in a way? Can you tell us about how you came to that theme and what that's going to mean?
It was probably a year ago that Laura Packer and I met by phone and did some brainstorming about what she could do here as part of this series, and she was here this past spring and did a couple of events as well as that interview. Yeah. It was neat to get to know her. And that initial brainstorming was the heat and energy of the Me Too movement seemed, and it still is, important, and was kind of the generating force for this project. And it has broadened since then, and we're excited on how things have kind of taken shape based upon the feedback that we've gotten and the interest that there is, that aspect of telling your story and being heard and building bridges and healing all are kind of working together for that larger theme. So the workshop itself will focus on building your storytelling skills for the adults who are coming to that. And then the Story Slam has that theme of Speak, and that may take shape as somebody may tell a story of a time that they spoke out, even when it was difficult, or a time when they didn't speak out and the pain in my mind that comes from that. Although I'm kind of excited, just like with the Moth Radio Hour, they might have that theme and you don't know where it's going to go. I was just thinking this morning, we might have a story about a dog that speaks. I don't know.
What will
take place? So that's part of the excitement. There's a number of people who have already plan to take part in the Story Slam competition, mm-hmm. and others I'm pretty sure who are just going to show up. So we've got a number of open spots that we hope to fill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What happens at a Story Slam?
Well, won't it be fun to find out? Because I'm pretty sure Bemidji hasn't had one before. We'll have the names tossed in the hat if by chance we have more than 10 people participating. So, as Laura said in the segment there, that they won't be reading their story. They'll be telling it, a 5-minute or less true story on a personal experience, that they'd just be telling that story and hopefully having some fun with it. And so we have the participants. We need people in the audience. So I heard about the Lefse event earlier in the evening.
It only goes till 7.
It only goes till 7. You can work your way down the street to Keg and Cork for the 8 o'clock Story Slam. So the energy and the reception of the audience members will be a fun part of it. Headwaters has hosted poetry slams, and that's pretty well established in Bemidji. And I love the energy there and the audience support and encouragement. Rather than having just a few people be judges, the format that we're doing is that everybody who is in the audience gets to vote on the top storytellers. So thanks to Region 2 Arts funding that we're able to do this. And with this revised plan, we also have cash prizes. So I know, isn't that a...
That's great.
Yeah. So the whole thing should be just a good, entertaining night.
Yeah. How did you find Laura Packer? I mean, she really seems... She's the real deal. She's a storyteller. That's what she does.
Yes.
How did you come across her?
Her resume is pretty impressive in what she's done, the awards that she's won, the fact that she can be in a consultant for an organization like Headwaters or KAXE, and how do we craft our own stories? I think we should bring her back to Bemidji for that. But she did a nice job of sending an actual postcard to Headwaters Music and Arts, and so it fit well as we're looking for high quality creative experience. So what can we offer the community? She offered herself in it, and that's what prompted the collaboration.
Wow. And you mentioned there are a couple spots still open for the workshop that starts mm-hmm. at 4 o'clock tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. where is the workshop happening, and how can people sign up if they're thinking, you know, I really want to mm-hmm. learn how to tell... Maybe they are instantly thinking of a story. You know how that is?
How that can be. And Laura has said that maybe they'll have a story in mind or not. Mm-hmm. Either way, it will be an engaging, fun workshop. So it is right at Keg and Cork as well, downstairs. So pretty easy to get to. And to simply call Headwaters to reserve a spot. It is a $25 workshop. It includes a meal from Keg and Cork. So what an awesome way to spend your afternoon.
Yeah.
And then maybe you'll take part in the Story Slam, but you don't have to.
You don't have to, but because of the cash winnings, you could possibly win your money right back.
Exactly.
Well, let's take a listen to what Laura has to say about how we react to stories and how she, as a guide and mentor, builds trust and helps people navigate through that storytelling process.
Storytelling is a really powerful art form. It is arguably our oldest art form. And when we tell stories, there are some amazing things that happen in our brains and bodies. It is an incredible tool to build empathy, relationship, and connection. So as a storyteller, I help people learn how to think about what's happened to them, how to craft that into a story that they can tell with a sense of safety and in a way that will not entirely unsettle their listeners, so their listeners can remain open and can hear them. And then I help them tell it in settings where they will be able to be heard so that their voices and experiences can be recognized and acknowledged. By using storytelling as a way to talk about Me Too experiences, it takes this very common tool, and it's accessible to everyone. We all have heard stories. We've all told them, so that we can be heard, build community, and start conversations. I think it's vitally important in workshops like this that the teachers share their stories, because we all need to be on equal footing. They need to know that I've experienced this as well in order for them to feel safe, in order to build that safe environment. So, as an example, when I was in college, when I was in my freshman year of college, I was dating a guy, and it was a sexual relationship, and then he raped me. And because it was date rape, when I called the campus police, and this was in the 80s, when I called the campus police, I was told because we were already dating, they couldn't do anything about it. And I was pretty effectively silenced. It took me years to be able to start talking about it and to acknowledge what had actually happened to me, that it was sexual violence. So I tell that as a longer story. So I start with being in college and dating this great guy and how he was really handsome. And then I don't go into specific details about what happened because I don't think that's necessary. It's enough to say that it was rape. And then the experience with the police. But the resolution of this is, so here I am many, many, many years later, and I have found that I understand myself better by understanding this as sexual violence, that I've been empowered by the Me Too movement to recognize what happened to me and to help other women and men, because men experience sexual violence as well, talk about these things and realize that it's not their fault, just like what happened to me was not my fault. And that I wish I could go back and talk to 17-year-old me and say, you'll be okay. It's not your fault.
That was Laura Packer. She's going to be holding a storytelling workshop tomorrow afternoon at the Keg in Cork, and that'll be followed by a story slam. And I know we spoke earlier about initially this was a Me Too theme, but now it's more speak. Just tell your story, maybe tell a story of when you didn't stand up, did stand up.
Right.
You want to expound on that a little bit more more time?
And there's people signed up for the workshop, both women and men, and we expect both women and men to take part in the story slam. So that is one thing I wanted to make clear, and that it is beyond that Me Too movement into simply using your voice, and we're pretty excited about broadening that out. And I did want to mention too, as part of the funding that we have and the programming that Laura is doing, she's doing a workshop for all of the elementary kids at Schoolcraft tomorrow, Friday morning, and then on Friday afternoon she's doing a storytelling performance at the Cass Lake High School at 2:45. That is indeed open to the public, so some nice community connections that are going on while she's here in Bemidji.
That is fantastic. We can grow as a community by listening to each other's stories and sharing our own stories. So thanks for making this happen, Tricia.
Thanks. You bet.
That's Tricia Andrews from the Headwater School of Music and Art in Bemidji. If you're interested in taking part in the workshop and actually to register, connect with her at Headwaters School of Music and Arts in Bemidji. And I lost my spot here. Your website is headwatersmusicandart.org?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you can connect with Tricia there. And if you want to just attend the slam tomorrow night, it's at Keg in Cork at 8:00. So thanks, Tricia. Airy Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.